Well, in a little less than 2 weeks now, the USDA will release their March planning intentions report. And even though those figures can't be etched in stone, they give us at least a pretty good indication of just what we're going to commit to our acres here in this calendar year. Now, prior to that report, we do get a couple of private forecast indications, or one of the big ones comes from Allendale and Bill Betterman, who talks about the corn figures for what they're expecting in 2014.
This acreage survey, though, showed that acres in corn will be down 3 million, which isn't too far from what USDA said in February in their outlook meeting and what the trade has been estimating. So that's 92.3 million acres. We're not using as big of a yield as other people. We're using a 163 yield. Most people are at 165. But we still come up with about a 2 billion carryover. And so it's going to be plenty of corn. It's hard to justify $5 corn. You can't economically do that. It's more like a $4 corn market.
And even though Betterman says their survey shows that we will commit more acreage to soybeans, it doesn't mean we're going to increase supply.
6 million more acres, 8% more. Beans, 83.2 million planted. Even with a reduced yield, being conservative like we are, we're still coming up with a 400 carryover. So something has to dramatically change to avoid an extreme sell-off in soybeans.
And we're now in that time of year when there's always questions about should producers be hauling and spreading manure or not. Manure obviously is quite a resource, but there's always the question about weather conditions. That's why there's now a website available. And according to UW specialist Rick Wayne, there is updated information that really can help producers on this website.
The National Weather Service has a river flood forecasting system that takes into account all sorts of things about the landscape and weather forecasts and all the rest. The results of that come to us three times a day, and we apply our own calculations to it and derive a runoff risk figure of merit, and that's what we put up on the website.
And to get more information on this website, just Google Manure Advisory System. Well, another solid day on the dairy market on Monday with blocks up 3¾ cents, now pricing to 240 a pound. Barrels up 4¼ to 230½ cents per pound. And AA butter, that's at $1.90. Class 3 prices, March up 15 to 23.44. April up 75 to 23.12. May prices of 21.51. And June up 74 cents to $21 even. Matter of fact, we go all the way into September and still have contracts of $20 or better. Now, it's a different story on the Board of Trade, where May corn did drop 7 cents to 4.78¼ cents per bushel. September dropped 6 cents to 4.81½ cents. Beans for May up 3¼ to 13.91½ cents. September, 12.34 a bushel, while May wheat was off 12¾ at 6.74½ cents per bushel. Review of the livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 85 to 106, a top at 108. Most of the slaughter cows, 67 to 84. As far as the slaughter bulls, 88 to 118. Fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers, top at $1.36. Holstein steers, 110 to 119. Replacement bull calves, 150 to 320. Heifer calves, 75 to 185. Barrels and gilts, still firm at 68 to 82. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. Feeder lambs, top at 160. And market lambs, 157 and down. And that's a lowdown on the ag scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.